We are going to continue down the Division of Wildlife section, action items. Number 11, Bighorn Sheep Plan Adoption. Andrew Norton, our senior big game biologist, will be joining us virtually. Andrew, if you can hear me, you can begin whenever you are ready. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. I'm Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator, and here today just to provide a brief summary from the plan that was shared last month. Chad Lehman presented a little bit on the plan, which was the Bighorn Sheep Action Plan that's going to be set to run from 2023 to 2027. So after the summary, I'd ask for action by the Commission to adopt the Bighorn Sheep Action Plan, which no changes were made from the draft that was shared last month. Just basically hit two high points from the plan within the objectives. There's six total. The primary two are what Chad discussed a lot, which is to manage and monitor disease. That's a respiratory disease that results in death by pneumonia. And a very effective strategy is a test and remove that's been done in several herds so far, currently attempting to do that in the Badlands herd. It is expensive and time-consuming, and thankfully we do have funds from the Bighorn Sheep Auction License that are very important for helping sustain those efforts. Another big objective is to monitor the population and then biennially provide harvest recommendations. Currently, only rams are harvested. The only slight adjustment from the plan was that a threshold of at least 50 sheep need to be observed in a herd, rather than 75 that was in the last plan. So just lowered that a little bit because sightability is a little bit affected by helicopter surveys. The sheep don't like to be counted by the helicopter. They tend to hide very well. So we're assuming that we do miss a lot of sheep. So functionally, not a huge change to how many sheep would be in a herd when we would harvest those animals. Also have to hit a threshold of 30 rams per 100 ewes and 30 lambs per 100 ewes. If we meet all those criteria, there'd be a recommendation of harvesting 10% of the adult ram population. Although we haven't had a ewe harvest, there is some criteria in the plan that would consider a ewe harvest based on certain criteria. Other than that, like I mentioned, there wasn't any changes from the plan that was shared last month, and happy to take any questions. I believe Chad Lehman's online as well. He can answer some questions if they're more biologically related, but would ask the Commission if they would take action to adopt the Bighorn Sheep Action Plan.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Andrew on the Bighorn Sheep Action Plan? It looks like the information that was provided during our last meeting and today, everyone is nodding in agreement. So with that, we do need a motion and a second to adopt the Bighorn Sheep Plan for 2023 into 2027. Moved by Commissioner Cole. Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of adopting the plan, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed. It is adopted. Good work on your part and everyone that's been involved in this. I know a lot of work went into it, so thanks to you and the entire team, Andrew.
Thank you very much.